不到两代，你就会忘记最伟大的人。
Within two generations, you will forget the great.
因为你们比他更伟大。
Because you have become greater.
这样教会才进步。
This is the way the church should grow.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我这六十年
，for 60 years,
亲眼看见了很多大教会衰微，最后关门。
I've seen the decline of many big churches finally close their doors.
我也看见很多很小的教会兴起来，长大起来。
I have also seen great growth from small churches.
今天我们在这个地方聚会。
When we are gathered here,
我们的牧师叫王富牧师
Reverend Wong Fu.
王富牧师从很小的教会做传道人。
He was a preacher in a tiny church.
这个教会可能是吉隆坡华人教会最多人参加崇拜的一个教会。
But perhaps now is the largest Chinese church in Kuala Lumpur. Why?
因为他有个奋斗的精神。
Because he has a fighting spirit.
有个征战的精神。
A spirit that will strive.
有个谦卑的精神。
A humble spirit.
有一个上帝肯赐福的精神。
A spirit that God will bless.
我盼望更多传道人像王父。
I pray that more preacher will be like Reverend Wong.
今天王牧师已经头发白白，我有时候看他不像是传道人，像上帝的羔羊。
His hair is so white, he looked like the Lamb of God.
你知道这个人的爸爸是谁吗？
You know who his father was?
你从来没有想到。
It's unimaginable.
茅山法师。
The father was a temple medium.
是一个法师。
A temple medium.
是一个外教人。
A pagan.
是一个外教的领袖。
A leader among the pagans.
法师升牧师，这个是基因学里面没有的。
Cannot be found in genetics.
法师升牧师是遗传学不明白的事情。
Temple medium giving birth to a reverend.
是耶和华所做的大事。
It is the wonder of God.
他爸爸死以前，
Before his father died,
对他说，
said to him,
我所做的很多都是假的。
Many things I do are fake.
你还是好信你的耶稣。
So you just believe in Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以他传道的时候。
So when he preached,
是经历了。
He has experienced.
什么叫做从错误的信仰。
From the wrong faith.
真正的信仰。
To the true faith.
什么叫做基督复活的大能。
What is the resurrected power of Jesus Christ?
基督受苦的心智。
His suffering.
王牧师是我最尊重的好些牧师里面的一个。
He is one of the pastors that I admire most.
我可以描写他。心肠宽大。
I can describe him as a person with open heart.
你没有听过他一句妒忌的话。
You won't hear a word of jealousy from him.
窄心肠的话。
Or a narrow-minded word.
随便批评人的话。
Or one that just criticizes people.
讲话非常谨慎。
He is very cautious when he speaks.
完全存心荣耀上帝。
He has a pure heart to glorify God.
预备自己造就别人。
To prepare himself to be a blessing to others.
永神益人的人。
A person that glorifies God and benefit others.
对王俊才说。
When I told Reverend Daniel Wong.
王俊才是我的学生。
That he is my student.
他在槟城浸信会神学毕业了以后。
He graduated from Penang Baptist Seminary.
浸信会侍奉主。
He was a Baptist.
后来到了东部。在古晋侍奉主。
Then he went to East Malaysia in Kuching.
有一天呢，他感到讲道枯干。
One day he thought the preaching was very dry.
需要更多的进修。
He need to have more study.
那么在哪里进修呢
？From where?
听说美国唐崇荣牧师办了归正学院。
He heard that Dr. Tong has a Reform Institute in America.
很贵。
Very expensive.
每一个课程$100。
Every course is like $100.
四个礼拜12个课程。
And 1 month, 12 weeks, and there are 12 lessons.
1200块钱。
It will cost $1,200.
还有吃的。
Then your food.
还有住的。
Accommodation.
每一个礼拜都要100-200块钱。
So to pay like $200 a week.
这么多的钱怎么办呢
？What to do?
结果呢？他们的教会说：“我们支持你。”
He's just say we will support you.
给你助学金，你去上课吧。
Give you a scholarship, you can go.
他就去了。
So he went.
他去的时候呢
？When he went.
第一个礼拜上课。
The first week.
吃饭的时候都见到他。
We saw him in the meal.
第二个礼拜都见到他。
The second week we saw him.
第三个礼拜都见到他。
The third week we saw him.
第四个礼拜不见了。
The fourth week he disappeared.
我说王俊才回家了吗
？I said, did Daniel Wong go home?
没有啊，但是上课他会来的。
He said, well, you attend the class.
上课的他再来了。
He came during the class.
我说为什么上课来吃饭不来呢
？Why were you absent in the meal time?
后来我就问他了。
I asked him.
为什么你每一堂课都上？每一餐都不吃饭。
You went to every class without attending the meal.
他不好意思讲。
He was a bit
embarrassed. 我说你讲吧。
I said, say.
他说第四个礼拜我吃饭的钱完了。
He said, by the fourth week, my money ran out.
我没有钱吃饭。
I have no money for meals.
所以我买一些的面包。
So I would buy a loaf of bread.
喝白水。
And drink water.
在房间里面自己过生活。
And I would just eat my food in the room.
饿着肚子，时间到再来上课。
And when the time comes, I go to the class.
他就这样过了差不多10年，每一年飞到美国。 每一次几千块美金的生活。
And for 10 years, he keep flying to America for these courses.
这样的人，上帝能够不用吗？
So how can God not use a person like this?
今天很多的人，
many people today,
只要享受，
want to enjoy,
只要富裕，
want prosperity,
只要自由，
freedom,
从来不愿意受苦。
We don't want to suffer.
我们怎样盼望上帝用我们？
So how can God use us?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
他修完了很多的课程。
He finished many courses.
每一课都参加。
He participated in every course.
第四年的时候，
by the 10th year,
我们的课程转到吉隆坡来。
We turn everything to Kuala Lumpur.
他就没有再到美国去。
Then he don't have to go anymore.
但他还继续在进信会。
But he continued to stay in the Baptist Church in Kuching.
我说我告诉你，
I say I tell you,
如果你肯听我的话，
if you are willing to listen to me.
我很难劝年轻人，
very hard to persuade young people.
年轻人都有耶和华的引导，
young people have guidance of God.
就不需要唐崇荣的引导，
they don't need guidance from Stephen Dong.
有圣灵的感动，
Holy Spirit.
所以我也不要逼任何一个人，
of course I don't want to force anyone.
所以我说如果你肯的，我告诉你，
so I say if you are willing,
你要影响这个时代，
you want to influence this generation,
影响马来西亚，
Malaysia,
你要离开古晋搬到吉隆坡去，
you must leave 古晋 and come to Kuala Lumpur.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只有首都才是国际城市。
The capital is an international city.
首都才能吸收各城各乡送来的学生。
Then you have students from all over the places.
那么这个整个国家里面最好的学生，多数是在首都。
The best minds will be in the capital city.
那么你搬到吉隆坡去吧。
So I say go to Kuala Lumpur.
他说我很难。
He said very difficult.
我是浸信会的牧师。
I'm a Baptist minister.
我有妈妈。
My mother.
我有太太。
My wife.
我有很多的困难。
And many challenges.
我在劝他。
So I said him.
差不多八年以后。
About 8 years later.
他忽然间说。
He suddenly said.
我要去吉隆坡了。
I go to Kuala Lumpur.
我不知道你们要听我的话几年才顺服。
I don't know how many years must I persuade you.
他后来来了。
He came.
来的时候是不是人请他做牧师呢？
Was he invited to start the church? No.
有薪水吗？没有。
Salary? No.
那唐牧师要怎么办呢？
What to do?
我说你开始。
I said just start.
从零开始。
From zero.
零开始。
From zero.
就像我一样。
Like me.
我在马浪。
I was in Malang.
已经教了25年。
I taught 25 years in the seminary.
25年就可以退休了。
I could have retired.
25年就可以拿退休金。
And get retirement pension.
我故意不拿退休金。
By deliberately not take it.
25年以前两个礼拜我辞职。
2 weeks before the 25 years was up, I resigned.
自己没有资格拿退休金。
So that I cannot get the pension.
那么我就这样做了。
That's what I did.
做了我就把全家带到加卡塔去。
I brought my entire family to Jakarta.
加卡塔去以前
，before I went,
他们大家请我吃饭，做一个告别。
They had a farewell dinner for me.
这告别也是。很特别的
a special one.
大家一同吃饭，
everybody eat together.
自己出自己的钱，
they pay their own way.
我一家不必出钱，这个叫做告别。
Except my family.
我感觉到呢，我也应当再给他们告别。
I thought that I should say farewell to them.
我全家到了加加达。
So when we went to Jakarta,
第二礼拜我买6张机票再回到马浪。
And then the second week I flew back to Malang.
一个人请所有的人告别，全部我出钱。
And then I paid for a farewell dinner for them.
所以我没有欠任何一个债。
So that I don't owe anyone anything.
因为我两个礼拜以前就辞职了。
But because I resigned 2 weeks before,
我的退休是没有退休金的。
There is no retirement pension.
他们说还是要拿。
But they say you should take it.
我一定不拿。
I didn't want.
后来他们给我一个金的这个印章或者金的一个牌来送我代表跟我的告别。
And but so they gave me a golden plaque.
现在我还存在那边。
Now it's still there.
我没有动。
I didn't touch it.
必要的话，我再卖掉奉献回我母校。
If I need to, I sell it and give it back to the seminary. Dear brothers and sisters.
我到加加达去的时候。
So when I went to Jakarta,
没有地方住。
No place to stay.
没有薪水。
No salary.
我要养全家。
I have to feed everyone.
一家六个人。
6 of us.
还有我的孩子很多，需要两个工人。
And then we have 2 domestic helpers.
还有一个老幼母。
And a elderly mother-in-law.
我有一家9个人要吃饭。
9 people.
那么我要开始归正运动的工作。
I wanted to start the reform evangelical movement.
我怎么开始呢？
How?
我说主啊，我怎么可以向人要钱来开始呢？
I say, oh Lord, how can I ask money from people?
我这个口已经奉献给你传福音用的。
My mouth has been given to you for the gospel.
我这个口不会去向人要钱。
I can't.
这个口已经分别为圣了。
Back for money is sanctified.
所以我怎么办呢？
So what to do?
我就开始归正的工作。
I started the reform evangelical work.
我决定2年不拿薪水。
I decided that for 2 years we will not be paid.
2天容易。
2 days is easy.
2天只有6餐。
six meal.
那么九个人吃饭
for nine.
六餐也不少钱的
still cost money.
但是九个人吃饭
for nine people.
730天
730 overdays.
每天三餐
every day three meals.
不知道吃什么。
We don't know what to eat.
你说是不是从前储蓄的哪来用呢
？Maybe you use your saving from the
past. 我也没有什么储蓄。
I don't have too much saving.
我就真正靠信心活在世界上。
Indeed, I live by faith.
一定要在地上建立一个归正福音的堡垒。
I want to build a castle for Reform Evangelical.
如果没有这个堡垒
，without this castle,
我们不能征战。
We cannot fight.
这个堡垒哪里来的呢
？Where would the castle come from?
人送钱来吗
？Will people give me money?
没有。
No.
依靠上帝
rely on God.
就这样的有时去讲一篇道得一点钱 用到完再去讲道
So sometimes I get honorarium when I preach
怎样度过那两年我不知道
I can't figure out how we pass two years
现在不是两年
But now it's not two years
现在我已经搬到贾加达已经超过三十年了
Now it's more than 30 years
29年半了
29 and a half years
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
不但没有钱去
Not that we have money.
我开了一部十八年的老爷车。
I was driving an 18-year-old car.
全家的人带上去。
The whole family was in this car.
再回到马兰。
Then I went back to Malang.
再回到加加达。
Went to Jakarta.
再回到马兰。
Went to Malang.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我有很多的书，很多的行李要搬来搬去。
I had many books that I had to transport.
节省运费。
In order not to pay transportation company.
自己开车。
We drove ourselves.
有一个帮助我的人，两个人轮流开。
There was someone who helped me.
开到半路打瞌睡，差不多在路上半夜撞车。
It was dangerous because we fell asleep on the wheel.
就这样辛苦搬到加加达
，lot of work，
孩子找学校
，to find schools，
没有房子怎么办呢
？No rooms。
那有一天呢，我住在一个执事的家里
，I stayed in the house of one of the deacons。
每天就去找房子
，every day I look for accommodation。
房子
，in Malang I have a house。
如果那房子卖掉了
，I sold the house，
可能买另外一个小小的房子在
，buy a small one in Jakarta。
结果呢，有一天
，one day，
有一个人从菲律宾打电话过来
，someone called me from Philippines。
他说：“听说你搬到加加达去
，I heard that you。” Go to Jakarta.
你有没有房子
？You have a place to live?
我说还没有。
I say not yet.
你需要房子
？You need a house.
我说我需要房子。
Yes, I do.
那你要买或者要租
？You want to buy or rent?
如果你要买要租，你自由。
It's your freedom.
如果你需要借钱
，If you want to borrow money,
他不是说送钱哦。
He didn't say give you money.
他是说借钱。
He said borrow.
那我预备15万美金借给你。
I'm prepared to lend you $150,000.
随你开口多少钱。
Just open your mouth.